Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called When to Take Your Side Hustle Full-Time. Now let's dive in. Here's a statistic that'll make you pause. 87% of entrepreneurs quit their day job either too early or too late. They either leap before they're ready and crash within months, or they wait so long that they miss their window of maximum opportunity. Today, I want to share three warning signs that you're ready to make the jump and how to avoid the costly timing mistakes that kill promising side hustles. First, the revenue runway rule. You need 6 months of living expenses saved, plus 3 consecutive months where your side hustle income hits 75% of your current salary. Notice I didn't say 50%. Most people jump at 50% replacement and wonder why they're eating ramen by month 3. Here's why 75% matters. You're forgetting the hidden costs. Health insurance premiums, self-employment taxes that'll hit you like a truck, and all those business expenses your employer used to cover. That extra 25% buffer isn't just smart, it's survival. Second, the time trap test. If you're consistently turning down profitable opportunities because your day job won't let you pursue them, you've hit the tipping point. Research shows this happens when you refuse 3 or more profitable opportunities in a single month due to time constraints. Your side hustle should feel constrained by time, not by demand. When good money is walking away because you can't say yes, that's your business telling you it's bigger than your current capacity. Third, and this might surprise you, the sleep quality indicator. Counterintuitively, you should be sleeping better while juggling both roles. If you're lying awake stressed about money or time, you're not ready. The right moment feels like controlled excitement, not panic. Let me tell you about my client, Sarah. She ran a freelance graphic design business while working full-time in marketing. For 14 months, she built her client base methodically. When her design income hit $4,200 for 3 straight months and her salary was $5,500, she was close, but not quite there. Then the moment arrived. A potential client offered her a $15,000 rebranding project, but her day job demanded overtime during their busy season. She had to turn it down. 2 weeks later, she gave her notice, took a similar project that came along, and landed 2 more clients from that referral. The key wasn't just having the financial cushion, it was having proof that opportunities were bigger than her capacity to serve them. Here's your action plan. Create your personal freedom formula this week. Calculate your true monthly expenses, then add 25% for business costs you're not thinking about yet. Set up automatic savings to build that 6-month runway starting now. Most importantly, start tracking every opportunity you turn down due to time constraints. When you hit 3 rejections in 30 days, start planning your exit strategy. Remember, the goal isn't to escape your day job. Anyone can quit. The goal is to run towards something bigger, and that requires both courage and cold hard numbers working in your favor. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.